My most memorable English learning experience is the trip to Australia. I participated in a study tour to Perth when I was in Form 4 the summer holiday, and I have been Perth for 20 days. And throughout the trip, I will have lessons in one local university, and also sometimes I will hang out with the host family, and sometimes I will hang out with my classmate, and then we go out, for example, to go to zoo or whatever, and we all use English to communicate. I think this is a very memorable experience because I left my parents and then I went to another different country without my parents, and I need to take care of myself. And I throughout the trip, I learned many English. For example, those Aussie slangs, you know, those will not be taught in Hong Kong schools. So I think this is a very interesting experience.
Can you remember some of the Aussie slang? Give us an example.
Well, Aussie slang, I've forgotten because this has been quite a while, so I cannot remember. But I do remember a lot that they talk a lot, like no worries. I don't know why, but they keep talking no worries, no worries. That's quite interesting.
Now, also, I think your learning experience for English has been online as well with YouTube, right?
Yep.
You've been watching vloggers.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because it's something that attracts you, and at the same time, you have to you have to use English, right?
Yeah. Because I watch some vloggers like that's Chester Joe, for example, Casper Lee. They are from England, so I need to listen to their British accent. At first, it may be a little bit difficult for me because their accent is a bit difficult for me to understand because I learned English in Hong Kong, and not many Hong Kong people will speak British accent, so I need to hear quite carefully for twice or three times so that I can understand what they're talking about. And I've been watching them for several months, and to compare with the first time I watched their videos, I think my listening skills have improved a lot, because now I only maybe some videos I can watch once and I know what they're talking about.
Let's move on to reading experiences.
Okay.
What are some of the memorable reading experiences you could share?
Memorable reading experience. I remember once in our secondary school, we'll have a sharing because each of us will need to read a book, and then we have to use a drama to act the whole story out to perform to our classmates. I think this is quite interesting because you need to read the whole story, you need to understand them, and then so you can act out. So I think this is quite interesting, and me and my classmates both enjoy it. Yeah.
What about these days? Are you doing much reading in your spare time?
These time I'm working on those activities, so I don't read a lot, but I do read those articles that academic articles that given by those tutors, because those are required articles, and I need to take quizzes on them, so I read those articles first, and if I do have spare time, perhaps I will read some fictions or whatever.
And if you did read fiction, what kinds of books or authors?
I like reading detective fictions because I think I can think about it when I was reading it, and I think it's very exciting to read them. Yeah.